Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. Craig Heinzman sitting in for the one and the only Andrew McKay, who is, I guess, on vacation, I suppose. Don't know. He's always secretive about where he's going and what he's doing, but he is not here. That much I can tell you. So, for those of you hoping, wishing, praying that he was back, I have some bad news. You don't get that today. But I am glad to be here. Glad to be here with everybody. As we were looking through news to begin talking about, you know, what's going on in the world today. As always, Doge is back in the news. I have to be really honest with you. There's parts of me that have a problem with how things are being done. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Republican, conservative. You know, I voted for Trump. I can tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later. But when we start hearing about these massive cuts, these massive layoffs, these, you know, complete shuttering of departments, you can start thinking to yourself, well, this is not how it should be done. We should be doing things, I think, was it Trump just recently said, we want to do it more with a scalpel than with a chainsaw. But I was talking with somebody else recently, and we were talking specifically about Hurricane Michael in Panama City and what had transpired through that. My grandmother's 97, lives in Panama City, still lives there by herself. And when Hurricane Michael came through, we were there doing some cleanup work and came and drove by her house and drove up on it. And you're like, man, this is great. The house looks wonderful. There's no major issues until you kick the door down. And then once we did that, we walked into the house, we realized, oh man, this house is trashed, because the back roof had separated from the actual building itself, not blown off and been completely gone, but lifted up and had created some access for the water to come, you know, flowing in to the house. And as we tried to start going through that with my grandmother, we started to try to start going, all right, what can we keep? What are we going to do to prepare to fix this house? It quickly became apparent that even though on the outside everything looked like it was good, on the inside everything was completely destroyed. And we could have done what my grandmother wanted. At 97, you know, she did not want to change anything. She wanted to keep as much as possible, including the carpet and everything. We're like, you're not doing that. We're not keeping, you're not going to be able to keep the carpet. You're not even going to be able to keep the drywall. Like, this is going to the studs. We're going to have to gut it and clean it. And most of the contents of this house, they're going to be gone. And there's nothing you can do about it. And that was because it was unsafe for her to stay in that place in the condition it was in. And that's how someone asked me, you know, when we were start talking about Doge the other day, they said, you need to look at it like this. The government is like your grandmother's house. It is on the outside seemingly fine, but on the inside, there's a lot of rot. There's a lot of things that have to be addressed, and that is going to require sometimes, yes, a scalpel, but other times it's going to require that chainsaw. And if we're not careful, we'll get into the same situations that we've been in time and time and time and time again, where we are unwilling to make the tough calls, the tough cuts, to do the things that have to be done in order to fix it, to move forward successfully. those were not fun conversations that I had with my grandmother at that time, as we were packing up things and trying to figure out what could be saved and what could not be saved. And there were a lot of things that even I wanted to be saved, because there's a stupid patchwork cat. It sounds ridiculous, but it was like a quilted fabric cat that used to sit by the door. It has sat by the door of her house probably for, golly, 50 years. And that's just a staple. I don't know if you were close to your grandparents, John.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's always something about your grandparents that you really want to, that just reminds you of them. And this was one of them. I'll tell you about something from my grandfather's house just a little bit. But first, let's get to a few commercials.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Comeback song, flashback song, what do you want to call it? And kind of caught me off guard there. I hadn't heard that in a little while.
I know, right?
Let me think through it for a bit. You know, no, but it, we were talking earlier about Doge and the cuts that had to happen, and relating that to my grandmother's house and in Panama City that was just messed up through Michael. Back when Michael rolled through Panama City, she's still alive, still there now, still living in that house. But it was a house that we had to gut. We were talking about stuff that you had to get rid of, and one of the things we had to get rid of was this patchwork-covered plaster cat. That thing just reminds me of my grandmother. It always had. And unfortunately, It was covered in mildew. when we finally were able to get in there and get everything cleaned out, it was covered in mildew. And so it was hard. It was very difficult to let go of some of these things, and especially for my grandmother. I mean, she had a, you're talking about almost 100 years of living on this earth, and some of that stuff she had had since she was a child, and now it was destroyed. It was not easy to do, but it was necessary. In fact, at one point in time, we had gotten a pod, gotten it to the house so that we could empty contents, whatever contents we felt like we could save, into the pod. And my grandmother snuck in some items that were waterlogged into the pod, which if you've ever dealt with enclosed storage like that, the last thing you want to do is throw in something that is wet and moldy, or potentially moldy, into that environment, which is exactly what she did. And turns out everything that it was that was in the vicinity of that item when we got to the back of the pod was completely covered in mold and mildew and had to be thrown away. So even the stuff that she wanted to save ended up causing problems. Take that back into Doge. So why do I think that that's important? Because we understand that fundamentally the government looked like from the front it was doing really, really well. But then when we started looking into what's going on behind the scenes, we started noticing that there were definitely some problems with overspending, problems with programs, obviously lots of problems that we saw with, you know, kind of ridiculous spending on ridiculous concepts and things that were going on. But there, a lot of folks are going to say, well, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, that's not ridiculous. It's very true. It's not ridiculous. Very important. Our national park systems, incredibly important. So a lot of our, you know, DOD employees are not doing bad jobs. But at some point in time, you have to start making cuts in order to save the whole. We had to start judiciously ripping out furniture, ripping out carpentry, carpets and everything else so that we could save this house. And it was painful. And I think that's what really struck me as we were talking through this, because I was having a hard time, and we know people that are struggling. My family, I've got family that work in the government, and it's really difficult sometimes, even now, to have conversations, because there's fear, there's genuine fear that they're going to lose their jobs, and I don't know what to tell them. I mean, I can't guarantee them anything, because it's true. They may lose their jobs. There are great people that have lost their jobs. There's also people that we admit that are probably not working out, not doing well. Every job has people that probably shouldn't have a job there. Every business, I believe, you know, has people that shouldn't have a job there. And those people, we go, well, they have to go. Well, that's true. But there's also people that unfortunately you just cannot continue to keep around because the house is broken and it has to be repaired. And that's going to require some painful breakaways. But that was really, for me, a great way to look at what's going on currently. It doesn't make me, you know, happy or joyful. It doesn't make me, you know, a staunch burnt to the ground guy. I do think that there's stuff that we, as a government, we spend money on that we shouldn't. There's no doubt about that. That we look at, we can do that and to the local level, we can see that's the case. But like all of us, if we're going to set a budget in our house, then we're going to have to live within the means that we have. And that's what I think about this whole Doge thing. That's something hopefully that'll relate to you. Many of us on the Gulf Coast have had to deal with that. We have been through hurricanes. We understand the rebuild process. We understand what it takes. We remember the blue tarp roofs. We knock on wood, if I could find some around here, that won't be anything that we have to worry about this year. In fact, we are being told that this is a normal year, a near normal hurricane season in the Atlantic, That was just the Hurricane Prediction Center. Colorado State meteorologist and researcher posted on social media last week that it was a chance for a near normal. I don't even really know what that means anymore. We were just talking about that earlier. I mean, we are currently in, you know, severe storm season, which I did not realize we had severe storm season. I had no clue that that was a thing. But apparently it's any time that we don't have a hurricane season, we are in severe storm season. We were talking, someone asked me, John asked me earlier, he said, did you survive the massive storm that came through? And yes, we were perfectly fine. We were concerned. We've had a tornado touchdown or microburst touchdown in near our property through a center block barn into our property. I will tell you, it's nothing is scarier than that sound. Do you hear it? That train whistle of a tornado coming through you. It is unmistakable. I'd never experienced it before. And so when it had happened, you're sitting there going, well, I wonder if it's going to happen. I wonder if I'll know. Yes, you will know. You will 100% know when you hear that sound, because it is unlike anything else you've ever heard. And we ran, and we all got in the tub, and we have a sunken tub in one of our room, in our bedroom, and all the kids and my wife, we were, and the dog, we were all kind of like crouched down there. We got outside. We noticed the destruction that had happened. But luckily, in talking with somebody from emergency management before this storm, I asked, you know, how big is it going to be? Because we had a big women's conference happening at the church that Saturday. We had a sold-out 1,500 women event happening at the church, and the organizers were from out of state, and they're like, well, I mean, how accurate are these reports? I said, well, it's Florida, so about as accurate as I mean, we have no idea. I said, I'll put it like this: the word I was given was historic, and I just prepare that it's going to be that way. And what the emergency response guy told me is, I really hope we're wrong. Imagine if we're wrong, then no major damage. But if we're right, major damage. I was like, okay. So that's probably one of the few jobs in which you're really praying that your predictions just don't tip out the way that you had hoped. But talking through the hurricane season, the forecast from ECMWF calls for a near average Atlantic hurricane season through September, with an ensemble average of less than 12 named storms and less than 5 hurricanes and an ace of 90% of normal. Forecast near average tropical Atlantic season, Atlantic sea surface temperatures. And so I think we're looking at maybe not so much of the crazy panic that has kind of plagued us the last couple of years with, oh, it's going to be a super active storm season and we're going to have, you know, massive destructive storms that have really not materialized. We've had some massive storms here. But if you lived in the Florida panhandle for any period of time, you've gotten used to this. You know, I was asked by that same crew that was from Tennessee, what do you do? Are hurricanes a big thing around here? I said, it just really depends. Category 1 to 3, generally we are just out looking for a restaurant to eat at. Like in the, and I said, dead center of it, wind blowing, Pensacola people, we are just, yeah, this is not a big deal. As long as Waffle House is open, we're great, right? We're good. You get into category 4. All right, now we might buckle down a little bit. I've already told somebody, category 5, I'm done for 2 weeks. I'm out. I'm going to Disney World or something. We're going to find somewhere else to be. But no, we've learned how to live with hurricanes. We've learned how to deal with them. And I'm praying that this new report that says the Atlantic hurricane season is going to be a, quote, near normal, means that we are not going to have any major storms hitting us this year. That would be nice. So we're going to get to a few more commercials. Oh, no, we're going to get to news first.
Hello.
News and then commercials.
News and then commercials. That is a great order. And good morning, gentlemen. Glad to talk to y'all today. The White House says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The two leaders had a lengthy phone call yesterday to discuss an end to the war. And in a post on Truth Social, President Trump described that call as being very good and productive. So we'll see what happens with that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. A two-hour phone call between President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Fox's Alex Hogan in London.
Russia has agreed to pause hitting energy infrastructure across Ukraine, something it has repeatedly hit in the last several years. However, it did not agree to that 30-day pause in fighting in its entirety, something that President Trump said on Fox News would have been difficult to pass.
President Trump explains why they couldn't go the distance.
Right now, you have a lot of guns pointing at each other, and a ceasefire without going a little bit further would have been tough.
The president speaking exclusively on Fox's The Ingram Engle. Federal judge wants answers to five questions from the Trump DOJ, including what time did the planes filled with criminal illegal aliens leave the U.S.? America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 60 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. An 18-year-old woman that was captured on a viral video fighting over a parking space on Pensacola Beach is facing charges for battery. Now, this incident started when Victoria Posey was standing in a parking spot, apparently holding it for a friend. Another woman wanted to park there. The two then got into some type of argument and started fighting. Posey was seen on video punching the other woman.
Anybody trying for a pedestrian to stand and block a car, it's just not safe. And never escalate the violence. You know, anytime that happens, just give us a call and we'll come over and help you sort it out.
That is Lieutenant James Barnes with the Escambia Sheriff's Office who talked with Channel 3. Now, officials say Victoria Posey was arrested earlier this week on a battery charge. The Facebook video that captured this parking-related melee now has millions of views since it was posted earlier this week. A teenager from Mississippi has died after a drowning incident on Pensacola Beach last week. That happened at a beach on Fort Pickens Road. Channel 3 reports that lifeguards recovered 17-year-old Demetrius Moore from the water. He's since died. Family members told local media in Mississippi he was on spring break with a group of friends. A teacher in Miami-Dade County is now under investigation for allegedly taping a 5-year-old girl's mouth shut. The teacher was working as a pre-K teacher at a local elementary school in Miami-Dade. LaTanya Sterling is the girl's mother. She says the teacher apologized, but it's not enough. Sterling said she filed a complaint with the school district and the police. Miami-Dade County Public Schools say they are investigating and they have reassigned that teacher now. NASA astronauts are back on Earth after their 9-month stay at the International Space Station.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
So, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore had to stay far longer than they originally planned aboard the International Space Station after issues with their Boeing Starliner spacecraft. They returned home in a SpaceX capsule on Tuesday afternoon, splashing down near Tallahassee. They were joined by another NASA astronaut, Nick Hague, and Russian cosmonaut, Alexander Gorbunov. Florida's attorney general out with a warning for the city of Fort Myers. Attorney General James Uttmeyer posting on X yesterday after the Fort Myers City Council rejected a partnership between their city police department and ICE. In a letter to the city council, Uttmeyer wrote that that action constitutes a serious and direct violation of Florida law because it essentially makes Fort Myers a sanctuary city. Uttmeyer warned city officials to fix the problem or face potential consequences, which could include removal from office. 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with temperatures near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, we'll start to see some rain building in. A few light showers possible through the overnight hours, low near 54. Showers coming to an end by about 4 a.m. on Thursday, and then by Thursday afternoon, high near 65 with sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 42. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 60 in Pensacola, 47 right now in Milton, 61. One in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. The parent company of Google plans to conduct its largest deal ever. Alphabet has announced it'll spend $32 billion to acquire cybersecurity company Wiz. Alphabet says the purchase will provide an end-to-end security platform for customers in the AI era. The parent company of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut is teaming up with NVIDIA to accelerate the use of AI in its restaurants. Yum Brands says the collaboration will allow its fast food chains to roll out AI order taking and restaurant performance assessments fueled by AI. Morgan Stanley is reportedly planning to lay off about 2,000 employees later this month. Reuters reports the job cuts are aimed at improving the financial giant's efficiency. And on Wall Street, futures are higher as the Fed gets set to make its latest decision on interest rates today, expected to maintain rates at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. That's Your Money Now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's, wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Pray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Always have to wait for the drum down. I don't care where you start that song, you gotta wait through that. Well, we're gonna be building this city maybe on soccer, apparently. I'll have some opinions on that. Hopefully we'll talk to DC Reeves at the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be bringing up the possibility of a professional soccer team in Pensacola. I'd love to get some some ideas on the name for that soccer team. I really hope we do a naming contest. I think we missed the mark on the mullets. I really do. I'm glad that the Wahoos brought it back. I like the Wahoos. Love the Wahoos name. But, man, the mullets just play to so many great stereotypes here in the South. Well, good morning, Pensacola Morning News. My name is Craig Heinzman. I am not Andrew McKay. Although we often get, confused for one another out in public. We look so much alike. It's crazy. That's a joke. We don't look like each other at all. But he is out on vacation, much deserved vacation, and we are glad to be here with everybody. We've been talking through a number of the news stories. Don't know if you've heard. Maybe you have. They just dropped all the JFK files. 80,000 pages. I read them last night. No, I did not. Absolutely not.
Oh, I was about to say, dang, I want the Cliff Notes version of this mess.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm looking for. I am not a reader.
No, me either.
I'm a listener. So these files got released, and so far, no massive, earth-shattering grassy knoll conspiracy. We do know that and I'm now just blanking on the Lee Harvey Oswald was considered a lousy shot, quote unquote. That was in there. So I'm like, a lousy shot. Okay, that's a really. I don't know if you ever been there to the plaza.
Yes, I have.
I have. Yeah. I will say this: if you've never been, even though I was not alive for this moment in history, it is a place that I would recommend everybody going and checking out. It does give you a brand new view on the whole thing, and it's a very powerful place to be. It does something to you, even if you weren't there, to know that this was one of the most historic places in America. So, but I will tell you right now, if he was a lousy shot, I'm not going to feed into all the conspiracy theories necessarily, but wow, it does not. I will tell you this. If he was a lousy shot, it certainly makes the conspiracy theories a whole lot more plausible. There's also some revelation that there's a guy named Gary Underhill who worked for the CIA who was found dead after he revealed to friends that that the CIA was responsible for JFK's assassination. Unconfirmed necessarily, it's in the documentation. The day after the assassination, Gary Underhill left Washington in a hurry. Late in the evening, he showed up at the home of friends in New Jersey. He was very agitated. A small clique within the CIA was responsible for the assassination, he confided, and he was afraid for his life and probably would have to leave the country. And it says less than 6 months later, Underhill was found shot to death in his Washington apartment. The coroner ruled it a suicide. I mean, we all knew it was coming. We knew to some degree there's mafia involvement. That is apparently in here as well. Again, it's 80,000 pages, some of which has not yet been released. Some of it is still redacted. They're trying to work through all that. But I think looking for that one document that goes, here's exactly what happened and here's exactly how it happened, is just not going to be there. Now, we're going to see more of this, more of the threads get pulled on, and I think we'll start to see some unraveling of all of this, but I don't know that we're going to get any major news. Now, there's a bunch of other document drops that are supposed to be happening, including Jeffrey Epstein files, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr. I would be very interested to read the Martin Luther King Jr. one. The JFK one, I think, if you've, again, grown up, watched the Oliver Stone movie, we all have our theories. I'm a grassy knoll guy. I'm 100% a grassy knoll guy. You know, down to the left or his head goes back into the left, which, anyway. But I do think there's more to MLK. There's more to Robert Kennedy. There just seemed to be a whole series of events that happened right within the time of each other. And it just can't all be coincidence. That's just how I feel. So Maybe you feel differently. I don't know. We do. We did have someone write. We were talking earlier about Doge and what happens when you have to go in to a home and redo it after a hurricane. And they texted us at 437-1620, and they said, why not decrease income starting with the top? People will get paid less, but they will still have something. I think that's a good way to work it. I think the early retirements was certainly part of that. Unfortunately, I think there are some places where that the government is funding that just probably don't need to be funded anymore. And the whole programs are getting shut down. There's a lot to be said for maybe this program exists and it has some benefit that down the line is going to be missed. Certainly. I know they were talking about Radio Free America and Voice of America today, and those programs that have been shut down. There are arguments for some of those things, but like everything, we have to decide, given what we have now that we have it, what can we spend it on? And what should we spend it on? We'll get to that in just a second. First, we're going to take a break, grab some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed. And the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 6th annual Axles for Alzheimer's and Kids All-Wheel Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the Gulf Coast Kids House is Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. See Axles for Alzheimer's on Facebook for more. The inaugural Wine on the Water Food and Wine Festival is Saturday at Maritime Park, benefiting Sacred Heart Foundation. For tickets and info, see givesacredheart.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Little known fact, my wife has sung this song on stage with the writer of this song. With Tommy Two Tones. He didn't write this song. But Quint brought the writer of this song. The writer of this song helped him write his song. I don't know if you know that Quint Studer was a songwriter, but
yes.
He does have a song. I think he's got a couple now. But they brought him in for a concert, and my wife won the opportunity to go on stage and sing 867-5309.
Was that somebody's real phone number or something?
I don't even know.
Maybe it just rhymes.
I'm sure. I think that over the years, there's been a couple of news stories of people that actually have this song, this phone number as their number. I would love it. I think it'd be great. But then again, it probably gets old really fast. It's just like the poor person who got my old number. I had changed my number a few years ago. And my number... when you're a pastor, your number is legitimately on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This poor guy, and I don't know what his name is, and I'm sorry if you have my old number ending in 9979, and if you're listening today, I'm really, really apologetic that you got that. But it was I've heard some people that have said, yeah, this guy, he's a really nice guy, but he really doesn't like having your number. It's like, yeah, I can understand that.
I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine.
Yeah. And so
the problem is if I had that, I would be playing along with it.
Yeah.
Let me get you some spiritual advice right now. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
That would be me.
I'm going to do some Jesus talk to you.
Right.
A lot of people would love to say, oh, you're a pastor. That means you only work on Sundays. What do you do? I actually had this question from a local person in the community at a Rotary meeting.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sat down with me and said, so what do you do, like, as your job? I said, I'm a pastor. I was like, no, but, like, what's your real job? And I was like, wow. Okay. So, I mean, I get
so,
it.
So, how much
I get
time
it.
Do you have? Do you have lunch?
Yeah, so I do handle, we were just talking about AI. Where I talk about how, you know, I handle social media. I handle the websites. I handle all of our large-scale events like Ega Wahooza that we're about to do, Sunrise Service we're about to do down at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. I do a lot of stuff. But one of the things that you do as a pastor that is not on the list is all emergency care for your flock. Hey, my wife and I got into an argument, and she's thinking about leaving me. Can you come in and counsel us? Yep. Okay, well, come on in. We'll talk about it. My kids are acting up. Can you come over and talk to them? Absolutely, we can do that. And that's part of, you know, having that job and having to do those things. That's why my phone number would ring constantly. And I feel really, really sorry for the guy that has it now. Certain things AI is good at. I don't think counseling is one of them. I could be wrong, but I believe there's been some proof that AI, as a general rule, does not do well counseling in that way. But we were talking through earlier. Again, Doge, we're talking through, had a text in here at 437-1620, why not decrease the income starting at the top? People who get paid less, but they will still have something. I think that works really, really well in some areas. It's not going to work in all areas. There are certain things that, like I said, we just don't need to be paying for anymore. I look at it like you do in your budget. if things are getting tight, if money is getting tight, and we know that we're overspending, the United States government is overspending year upon year upon year upon year. So we have to understand that when you're overspending, you've got to cut spending. You've got to stop spending in certain areas. We understand there's entitlement programs that probably need to be touched that aren't going to be touched right now. So, the reality is sometimes things that you want to do, you can't do. I was discussing it with my daughter. She's 20. She's working part-time, going to school full-time. We are supporting her through that because that's what, you know, that's what you do. We know we're saying, hey, listen, you're going to be in school. You're doing a great job. You don't have to work full-time. You don't have to have your own place. If you don't want to, we'll support you in some of that. But then she'll go off and she'll buy things or she'll do things that make me go, yeah, we need to tighten the reins and put more responsibility on you. We need to give you more bills because apparently you don't have enough bills. You have to learn. Specifically, there was this app that she wanted that, you know, she's on my plan. So she you know, subscribed to this app. It's $15 a month. I said, well, how much do you want this app? Said, what do you mean? I was like, well, are you going to pay for this app? Well, I mean, it's good to have it. Okay, that's great. You're going to have to pay for this app. You're going to have to pay me for this app if you want to keep it. Well, I don't know if I have that money. I said, okay, so you can't have the app. Like, that's how this works. If you don't have the money, you can't have the thing. So that's the situation right now in the government. We don't have the money, so we can't have the thing, certain things. Somebody, former law enforcement, I love it when that comes through. 437-1620, a quick summary. He says the grassy knoll for sure, but the theory speculated in mortal error is quite interesting and well-researched. Quick summary is that the Secret Service accidentally fired the fatal shot when responding to Oswald's gunfire. For those of you just listening in, we were talking about the JFK file dump that just happened that's going to continue to happen today.
What a theory.
An accidental
responding to the
gunfire. That does make a lot of sense. I'm not going to lie. That does make a lot of sense. It does deflate a lot of the fun theories, you know, of Cuba and mafia and, you know, internal government. A mistake is never a fun theory. It's like, oh, whoops.
My bad.
Uh-oh. That's never the theory that you want. But it is a theory. I do like that. So thanks
that
for letting us know.
That is the first time I've ever heard that.
If you have read the 80,000 pages.
Please summarize it.
Yeah, summarize it for us. Give us a Cliff Notes version, 437-1620. We would love to hear it. As I said, lots going on with that file dump. We're going to be talking in the next hour. Milton's didn't get their file dump in, apparently. I would love to find the, you know, days of our Milton and get that going up here in the next hour. As we talk about their state funding request did not happen, and we'll talk a little bit about why. But first, before we leave the hour, we've got some news.
I'm still waiting for the 80,000 pages for Milton. It'll be here shortly. The Pentagon may be removing 60,000 civilian jobs over the next few months. On Tuesday, a senior defense official said the job cuts will hopefully happen via voluntary resignations and by not replacing workers that leave. The Pentagon also will likely begin firing some probationary employees. Officials in Louisiana say an inmate's been executed using nitrogen gas. Jesse Hoffman was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. local time yesterday. It's the first time in Louisiana history an inmate has been executed using nitrogen gas. And Kanye West could be at risk of losing joint custody of his children with ex-wife Kim Kardashian. Apparently, the reality star is considering legal action against West after their daughter North appeared on a new Kanye song called Lonely Roads Still Go to Sunshine with Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh, wow. Okay. I stepped into the last minute of that one, and I have no idea what to say. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate that. For the news, we have more to come. This is Pensacola Morning News. I'm Craig Heinzman. Thanks for being with us.
Listen on air at 9.